This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Family heirlooms can have a deep sentimental value to the owner. Sometimes they also have a significant monetary value. But it's not always easy to know how much an heirloom might be worth to someone else. That's where an appraiser comes in. Tri-State's Public Radio's TJ Carson tells us about an appraiser who recently looked at other people's stuff in Galesburg.
Very nice.
She wrote a beautiful handwriting.
Yeah. So how do you come to have this? Does it come down through the
family?
Okay.
Mark Moran of Iola, Wisconsin, spent 30 years working as a newspaper reporter and editor for publications in Wisconsin and Minnesota. While keeping an eye on local governments and events, he also always kept an eye on antiques.
Back in the 1970s, I walked into an antique shop for the first time, and my wife and I began collecting in the 1980s, thinking that I had a good basis of some knowledge. I became a part-time antiques dealer.
And he became a part-time author of books about antiques. Moran eventually left the newspaper industry in 2002 to write antiques books full-time. He now has 27 books to his credit. Moran travels to the Midwest to do appraisal shows at libraries and historical societies. He estimates that he does around 130 such events every year. One of them this year took place at the Galesburg Knights of Columbus Hall. Sandy Craver of London Mills brought in two items for Moran to look at. One was a ceramic vase with Chinese figures on it. Moran appraised it at around $100, but Craver believes it's worth much more.
Because we had put it on the internet and we had an appraiser look at it, and he said $2,000 to $3,000, so that's quite a difference there.
Craver chalked up the disparity to different opinions from different appraisers. The other item Craver brought in had more sentimental value, a brass dinner bell in a wooden frame that can be hung up on a wall.
It was my grandmother's when I was a little girl, and then my dad and my mother had it, and they knew that I really liked it. I used to ring that bell every time we had a family dinner at my grandma's. And they knew I liked it, so when my dad passed away first, and then when my mother passed away, she had it in her will that I got it, because she knew I just loved that.
Moran told Craver the bell could be worth $570, but Craver says she won't sell it. Her plan is to pass it on down to someone else in the family, though they might have to draw straws to see who gets it. Most of the other items that were under Moran's microscope that morning did not fetch the big bucks. A small Navajo rug went for around $150, a Bavarian beer stein for $200, and a World War I poster for $125. Moran says the dollar figures are just numbers. And for some people, certain items are worth more than what's written on a price tag.
Just because something isn't worth a lot of money, it doesn't mean that it's not valuable. It's valuable to them. It's valuable to their family's history. And so I always want people to value items for what it means to them and not what it means to someone else.
Moran says he's seen a lot in his travels appraising antiques, and sometimes the numbers on a price tag can be surprising. Moran says during a show in Wisconsin, someone brought in a painting bought at a yard sale for $5. Moran says it was a piece of 1950s pinup art that had been used in a calendar. He appraised it at $10,000, and it sold for even more. Someone spent $16,000 to buy it at an auction. Moran says he's also seen some, well, strange items. One that stands out was a copper funeral urn that was found floating in a swamp.
I don't know why the people were in a swamp. I don't know why the urn was in a swamp, but they brought it into a program I did up in northern Wisconsin, and it was beautiful. It was from the early 20th century, but they not knowing what it was, they pried the bottom off and dumped out the contents. So they dumped out someone's ashes.
Moran says the urn was worth around $20 to $30. Moran says most of the time, the greatest value in the items he sees comes from the stories they tell, whether it's a family dinner bell or an urn found in a swamp. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.